Welcome students to the third module of the topic Introduction to Trigonometry. In module 1, we had defined trigonometric ratios of an acute angle in a right triangle. We had discussed 6 trigonometric ratios: sine theta, cos theta, tan theta, cosec theta, sec theta, and cot theta. Then we had seen that if one of the trigonometric ratios of an acute angle is known, the remaining trigonometric ratios of the angle can be easily determined. In module 2, we saw the values of trigonometric ratios for angles 0 degree, 30 degrees, 45 degrees, 60 degrees, and 90 degrees. In this module, we are going to discuss trigonometric identities. An equation is a statement of equality, and an equation is called an identity when it is true for all values of the variables involved. Similarly, an equation involving trigonometric ratios of an angle is called a trigonometric identity if it is true for all the values of the angles involved. Let us prove one trigonometric identity. In triangle ABC, right angled at B, AC is the hypotenuse. And by Pythagoras' theorem, we see that AB square plus BC square is equal to AC square. Now, if we divide this equation by AC square, we get AB square upon AC square plus BC square upon AC square is equal to AC square upon AC square, which is equal to 1. Now, AB square upon AC square can be written as AB upon AC whole square. Similarly, BC square upon AC square can be written as BC upon AC whole square is equal to 1. AB upon AC is equal to cos A. BC upon AC is equal to sin A. Therefore, this becomes cos A whole square plus sin A whole square equal to 1. Cos A whole square is written as cos square A, and sin square A is written as sin square A. So it becomes cos square A plus sin square A is equal to 1. This is true for all A such that A is greater than or equal to 0 and less than or equal to 90. So, this is a trigonometric identity. Now, if this trigonometric identity, sin square theta plus cos square theta equal to 1, or here sin square A plus cos square A equal to 1, is divided by cos square A, then I get cos square A upon cos square A plus sin square A upon cos square A is equal to 1 upon cos square A. Therefore, 1 plus tan square A is equal to sec square A. Now, is this equation true for A equal to 0? Yes, it is. But what about when A is equal to 90? We know that tan 90 and sec 90 are not defined. So, it is not true for all values of angle A. It is true for when A is greater than or equal to 0 but less than 90. Now, let us divide the equation sin square A plus cos square A equal to 1 by sin square A. So we get cot square A plus 1 equal to cosec square A. Now see, cosec A and cot A are not defined for A equal to 0. Therefore, this equation or identity is not true for all A. So it is true for A greater than or equal greater than 0 and less than or equal to 90 degrees. Now, the same identities can be written in different ways also, like cos square A plus sin square A equal to 1 can be written like we can transfer one term on the left hand side, from the left hand side to the right hand side. And so it can be cos square A is equal to 1 minus sin square A, or sin square A is equal to 1 minus cos square A. Similarly, 1 plus tan square A is equal to sec square A can be written as 1 equal to sec square A minus tan square A, or tan square A is equal to sec square A minus 1. Then the third identity, 1 plus cot square A is equal to cosec square A, can be written as 1 equal to cosec square A minus cot square A, or cot square A is equal to cosec square A minus 1. Now let us prove some trigonometric identities, problems using trigonometric identities. First, let us take a question. 1 minus cos square A multiplied by cosec A is equal to 1. This we have to prove. Now we have to take LHS. 1 minus cos square A is equal to sin square A. So in the left hand side, for 1 minus cos square A, we will write sin square A. So sin square A into cosec square A. Cosec square A is equal to 1 upon sin square A. So this becomes sin A into cosec A whole square, which is equal to 1 whole square is equal to 1, which is equal to RHS. Hence proved. Now let us take another question, that is sin square A multiplied by 1 plus cot square A is equal to 1. This is what we have to prove. So let us take the left hand side. 1 plus cot square A multiplied by sin square A. 1 plus cot square A is equal to cosec square A. So this left hand side becomes cosec square A into sin square A, or cosec A into sin A whole square. Now cosec A is equal to 1 upon sin A. Therefore cosec A into sin A is equal to 1. So 1 whole square becomes 1, which is equal to RHS. Hence we have proved this. Thank you, children.